on the greens, are about freeing ourselves from fear and doubt and activating the most important element in putting, confidence. Putting is often spoken of as its own game within the game of golf. It is the one aspect of the game that is intentionally played along the ground. There are different sets of rules that apply only on the putting green. In putting, you see the greatest variety of implements and techniques for executing exactly the same shot. Putting is as much an art as it is a technical skill. It requires no special strength, speed, size, or dexterity. While few can hit a drive with the ability of a top professional, almost anyone has the capability to stroke a putt as well as the best. Because the putting stroke is a simpler motion than the full swing, the mental game is a greater factor in determining success or failure in putting than in any other type of golf shot. The closer one gets to the hole in playing a shot, the more pressure there is to finish well. A poor drive can be remedied by a great approach shot. A poor approach can be remedied by a great chip shot. There is no remedy for a missed 4-foot putt. In golf, the putting green is where the ultimate drama of victory versus defeat unfolds. A pressure-packed putt holds the potential for either the most frustrating or the most rewarding feeling you can have at the end of a hole, a round, or a tournament. What does Zen have to do with putting? Zen is both the path and the goal. It is the state of mind that is completely present, completely aware, completely balanced. It is also the practice that leads to a more and more continuous experience of that state of mind. The qualities of Zen are exactly what are needed for peak performance in putting. Panoramic perspective and one-pointed focus. Ease and intensity. Balance and poise. And above all, fearless confidence. I've written Zen Putting for two reasons. One is to help golfers get out of their own way and excel at putting. It is painful to see anxiety, doubt, fear, and defensiveness paralyze a golfer before a crucial putt. Frustration, anger, and self-loathing often erupt after a missed putt. Misery, irritation, and resignation can take hold in a deeper way over a period of time when golfers struggle with their putting. Putting evokes these emotions more than any other aspect of golf because it seems the simplest and therefore is the most disappointing when there's failure. It is my hope that the lessons in this book can lessen that pain. I also hope these lessons can help more golfers experience the joy of putting, the intuitive knowing of the path for the putt, the ease that comes with confidence in one stroke, the wonderful feeling of the sweet spot contacting the ball, and the excitement of watching that beautifully struck putt roll steadily on its way as if it were seeking the hole with a mind of its own. The other and more important reason for this book is to help people get out of their own way and better enjoy their lives. Putting is a microcosm of golf, and golf is a microcosm of life. As the saying goes, it is possible that golf builds character. It is certain that golf reveals character. How we relate to our experiences on the golf course, and putting in particular, gives us a window into the way we are likely to relate to any other circumstances in life. I hope that the principles and methods presented in Zen Putting will benefit you in your golf game and in the way you experience your whole life. The techniques explained in Zen Putting, Mastering the Mental Game on the Greens, are based on the same core principles presented in my first book, Zen Golf. You'll be introduced to a unique perspective that applies modern psychology and the ancient wisdom of the Buddhist and martial arts traditions to the mystery of putting. Zen Putting evolved from my work with top golf professionals, as well as amateurs of all levels, from beginner to state champion. Tiger Woods said in a television interview, "My mother's a Buddhist. In Buddhism, if you want to achieve enlightenment, you have to do it through meditation and self-improvement through the mind. That's something she's passed on to me, to be able to calm myself down and use my mind as my main asset." The Buddhist tradition is known as the middle way, the path that is free from extremes of attitudes and actions. The ideal state is not something that can be put into words. In the same way,